This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Stranger. Alice at 97.3. Good morning. It's the Sarah and Vinny Show. It's so pretty outside right now. No clouds or anything, but just the lightning sky. And from where we are in downtown San Francisco, we've got a view over some buildings of the top of the western part of the Bay Bridge and the hills in Oakland. And it's just...
You take a picture?
I didn't, because it's not... I don't know. It's just beautiful the way it's silhouetted. Can you see it?
I'm going to go out there.
It's pretty. So if you have a place where you can look east, do it. Otherwise, just go about your business and don't worry about me. I'm going to sit here and geek out on the sunrise every GD day. Hey, guys. Oh, nothing to give away right now.
Imagine so glad that. Summer's almost over.
Oh, will you shut up? Oh, my God. I'm so bummed it's almost over.
This is the last for
it's
a lot of people.
My favorite part of the year.
This is the last week of vacation.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Back to school is on. In fact, I'm taking, I believe it's next Monday off, to take my kid to school for the first day.
Nice. Her first day of kindergarten?
Yep.
It's starting too early. I really feel like we used to go back after Labor Day, and that's when it should happen, in September. But I think that they take a lot of days during the year, and they have to get a certain amount of days in before they take the summer break. And just feels like it goes by too fast. My older son, I don't think his classes start again until really the end of the month, which is nice, because he's going to go to Portland for a week next weekend.
Your oldest?
My oldest, yeah.
Portland's rad. He'll like it.
Yeah, I think he will. And I don't think he's been before, but a bunch of his friends go to school there, and so he's going to go stay at their apartment for a week. That'll be fun. And then my other kid starts his College of Marin. Big ups, College of Marin. I actually love, they redid that campus recently. And it's actually a beautiful school. Lucky to have a little community college like that. Kinds of
I
different.
I always heard that growing up, there was all the hot chicks went to College of Marin.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, junior college is usually just an extension of high school.
Yeah.
It's that I didn't get my together.
Right.
And I'm not right.
I'm like, what? SAT what?
I didn't have any of that
Saturday
together.
Saturday night,
right.
S-A-T-U-R.
I'm down with the SAT. That's Saturday night, right?
Saturday night.
Let's not forget about Monday morning, though. The best possible time of the entire week. God, I live for it. My alarm goes off at 3:45. I just spring out of bed. Like, what took you so long?
I was leaving my house at 3:45.
You leave at 3:45?
I try to. Yeah. Ish. Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's early.
Nothing exciting happened this weekend, did it?
Oh, my God.
Celebrity-wise.
Oh, I was going to say.
Oh, what are you
are
getting
you
at?
Oh, I'll do Epstein? The Epstein story Epstein, unless you're going to do it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, we'll get into that. Big Brother was last night.
That was good.
People are texting to please update.
Well, it's, you know, some things do happen in that show that aren't, the timing is really terrible for the people who are affected by this. They did a thing last night called the Big Brother Field Trip Competition, and America got to choose three people to compete against each other. One of them gets safety for the week. One of them gets, the second place person gets punishment, which is, you know, a costume, as it always is. Big thing. And the third person automatically goes up on the block as a third nomination. Third nominee. So it's like an ex. So this is so surprise to the person who is now the third nominee. Because I thought they actually had a pretty good plan. Sis was saying, I'm gonna throw this competition because I think I'm the least likely of the three of us to wind up going home if I go on the block.
Oh.
Like, I'm pretty non-offensive. And she's not wrong. She's been very quiet.
She says, I don't even talk. And I was thinking, you're right. And I was actually surprised that that must be somewhat by design. Because
it must be, because she's very aware of it.
I couldn't believe that she finally was in the game.
Who in the world is this?
She's this really good-looking soccer player lady who never speaks, ever.
Annalise from Northridge.
She was boning that Jack guy or not?
Yeah.
Oh, they were?
Apparently. That's what I'm told. I don't watch that extra feed. I'm told that there's a lot of sex this year.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that or read that.
Well, I thought it was great. I thought it was so cool that...
And they had it figured out.
What's the other lady's name?
Christy.
Christy is such a freaking drum...
Dude, the editors on that show are genius. Did you see that one thing where they're like cutting to... You know, when they talk about, when two people are having a conversation about the game, if they reference someone else in the game, the producers, helpfully, cut to some unflattering shot of that person. She said something like, they're like, oh yeah, you know, because Christy's freaking out about it. And then they cut to her. She's like, why is this happening to me? And they go back to, and she's just ugly crying. She is so pretty and so cute. She seems like
she's the one that was putting her crotch up to other guy, right?
She seems like a fun,
Cliff.
Kind of a cool chick. Right up until she isn't. Like, she's just, she falls the F apart at the drop of a hat. So anyway... I did feel like, oh man, that really, just the timing of this whole thing and who was actually playing, it does throw a big wrench in sort of people's plans that this unexpected thing comes
up. I loved it. I thought it was great. I did think, though, oh, they're going to go on some kind of road trip. Like,
that's what I thought,
too. They made it
sound
like
they were going to take a trip.
Happen. And then it was just a challenge.
I don't know, because anytime Julie Chen's on the screen, I just fast forward it, because you literally do not need to hear anything she has to say. It does not further the narrative. So I didn't know about this field trip thing. It was a total surprise to me, but
well,
then they explained
it. Well, I read over
it.
The weekend that she called on, what's the guy that got kicked?
Jack.
Spoiler alert, Jack. Is that the Mitchie guy?
No, Mickey's.
Oh, Jack Matthews. Yeah. That's his name. She straight up told him, why did you say this about that? She was calling him on all his stuff. All the racist comments that
they did play some video and say, here's what you said. What do you say about that? And I guess one of her things was that she found offensive, surprise, is that there was an Asian girl in there and he made some comment about
the rice pudding. Yeah.
And she's like, what was that about? Huh?
Uh-huh.
And
they were congratulating him for not saying, well, what about your abusing husband? You know, like he could have came at her in a different kind of way.
Well, I don't think that that's. You're right. I guess he could have. That's really not.
But that's
the way
not where his head was.
Defend yourself.
Well, you know, people, you backed into a corner.
Yes. I actually thought that while I think he is a total douchebag, in so many ways, I'm sad that he's gone because I did enjoy watching him. But I thought he handled it pretty well. I mean, she really did blindside him. He comes out and she's playing him chunks of video where he's saying awful things and he's looking at them and he owned it at least.
Yeah.
You know, I said, wow, that sounded terrible. That was me sitting with a group of friends and just very casually talking.
Right.
And you forget you're on camera.
As he twirled his hair.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, he was?
His
you saw that part?
Yeah, I saw it.
He
was just like,
hair.
He just kept doing this hair flip thing. I was just like, oh, stop that.
Yeah.
I don't even like when girls do that, much less when guys do that. Oh.
His hair is so luxurious, though.
Is
big
it?
Big mane of hair.
Mm.
Ay, 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 yuck. Anyway,
get your hair out of my mouth.
It's just fun watching dumb kids. You know, John and I were talking about this guy, Cliff. He's an older dude. He's like our age, in his 50s. And he's a doof, but he's kind of a cute doof. You know, like he's really grown on me a lot. Like he's got a good heart. He seems like a nice man. And I thought, I guess no one would watch this show if it was a bunch of old people with, you know, with world experience, life experience. Like, these kids are just such idiots. Which, is, I guess, is part of the appeal of the show for me, is just watching people behave like freaking idiots in this house. But it would be kind of fun to watch, like, you know, Big Brother Genius Edition or something. Like, a bunch of smart people or Big Brother
we
Old People Edition.
With
yeah,
that kind
maybe
of
it
stuff.
Right. Wouldn't be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One of the things I saw him do last night, Cliff, I'm talking about, he's talking to someone... I hope nobody's offended by this, but he's talking to someone and he's got his hands on his big, giant, pregnant belly in a way that is so unflattering. And it's clear even though he's around people that are posing
and so
and
fit,
crimping
right.
at mm-hmm. all times, and they're very aware. They're aware. Like that Tommy kid. Did you see the thing last night where he goes, he's like brushing his teeth or something, but he does this. And they have, you know how they add this.
They
he
add
puts
sound
his leg
effects.
Up and he starts doing this dance while he's brushing his teeth.
Oh,
and you're just
God.
Gone. This guy is giving them footage
uh-huh.
and knows he's
Tommy
on.
Looks like.
And Cliff, there's Cliff holding his big, fat, pregnant belly like this, talking to someone. And it's, I just laughed. I'm like, oh my God.
They call him Boss Hog or
well,
Don
last name,
Hog. Or...
Is Hoag?
I think it's Hogg, I think. H-O-G-G. Your last name's
oh,
Hogg.
Yes, you're right. Cliff Hogg the Third.
Of course, Cliff Hogg the Third. But he is a...
Boss Hogg. They should call him Boss Hogg.
I think they do call... They do some hashtag or something
they're
where
he's... too young to even know who Boss Hogg
but they,
is.
But they even play like Godfather. I think they do Hogfather, don't they?
Something.
Like the Hogfather music.
To his credit, he plays well.
He does. He's and he seems like a nice.
I thought he was
person.
Been gone by now.
Well,
he was.
They've tried.
Oh,
they've
and then
tried
they brought
to
him
get
back.
Him.
It was part of that thing.
Yeah. The camp. Actually, he was barely gone. They voted him out, and then he competed in the
right.
camp comeback challenge and came right back in. Okay, Metallica.
Uh oh.
The cougar story.
Mm-hmm.
Where this lady
oh,
was hiking
no.
in British
Is it
Columbia.
Phony?
No.
Oh.
It's not phony. It's all real.
All right.
She was hiking with her dog. And wild cat stalking them, mountain lion, whatever the F it's called. And she yells at it, tries to get it away. It doesn't leave. She turns on the little puny speakers in her iPhone and plays Metallica's Don't Tread on Me. And the thing takes off into the woods. It was just like, even on those puny speakers, I cannot take it. I cannot take the heavy metal. So, and then we hear that James Hetfield called her
uh-huh.
to congratulate her on surviving. And I guess to thank her for the 1,500% spike in
snap.
Streams, which, you know, every radio station in the country who told this story, I'm sure, played this song. Crank this up. It's Monday morning. It's a Metallica Monday. We'll break you out of your doldrums. That cougar's rocking out. All right.
I love that song.
1,500% spike on YouTube
Dang.
After news of woman fending off a cougar attack by playing the song. They don't really... Oh, daily views of the track reached about 160,000 compared to the song's previous average daily views for 2019. Anyway, congratulations to them. Lana Del Rey, she's got a new song. It's a Donovan cover. And it's going to be from the new film, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
I don't know Donovan. I mean, I've heard the name. I'm aware, but I don't know
Isn't
him.
He? Doesn't he do like the hurdy-gurdy man?
I don't
a
even
couple...
know this either. I don't know Donovan. I was like, Ray Donovan?
He had a, no. Like, he's like a maybe 60s, early 70s singer.
Is he a folk singer?
Kind of.
Okay.
But he, with like a little bit psychedelic edge
Scottish
to it.
Scottish singer, songwriter, guitarist.
He's a hurdy-gurdy.
A 73-year-old dude.
And what's the what are some of the big hits? Does it say? There's another one too. There's a big one.
His most successful singers: "Catch the Wind," "Colors,"
one.
"Universal Soldier." I don't know any of these.
Yeah.
You might Sunshine maybe we, Superman.
That's it. Sunshine Superman.
Mellow Yellow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They
Cheers,
call
it the
Mellow Yellow. Yeah. So which song is that?
That was "Catch the Wind."
Okay. No, play "Sunshine Superman."
I'm not Mellow Yellow.
Yeah, I don't.
Here's Mellow Yellow.
That sounds like crap.
All right.
It's not your fault.
Sunshine
I'm just saying.
Superman. It's... Here it is.
Oh, yeah, I know this song. Okay.
Yeah, you know that
yeah,
one, right?
You
probably heard that, right?
I've heard this. Where's the hook? What's the chorus?
This is it.
Oh, it never goes anywhere?
No, no, no. All
right, well, I've heard the name, so I'm aware. What about it?
So he had a song called Season of the Witch, and It's going to be in this film. So Lana Del Rey is doing a cover. I'm just wondering if we'll even recognize this song. Go ahead and play it. If you can.
So she's doing that, what was that song called? Superman, whatever?
No, she's doing a song called Season of the Witch.
And I'm sure she slowed down an even slow song to an even slower.
And made it really trippy and
chill.
Okay, here we go. Baby shark. Baby shark. This is great. Put it up at the Sarah Vinnie Facebook page so people can
Will do.
Easily access it.
That's so funny.
It's a whole family, you guys. Yeah. They smell my bleeding wound a mile away. Oh boy, the emo version. You think that your daughter will like that?
I don't know. Well, she'll like the hook at least. Yeah. You know, she knows the guitar. I play some guitar for her. Yeah. I play like Wheels on the Bus.
Oh, what fun!
And Happy, and you know it. Clap your hands, stuff like that. <It's> like, she loves it. Stomp your feet. She loves stomping her feet.
Oh, fun! God, she's almost two. I can't believe it.
Yeah,
his life is just going
terrible
so fast.
Twos are right there.
Yeah. No!
Yeah. Not no, it's no, 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 no. She says it as.
Oh, maybe she wants to watch The Matrix.
What?
No. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, so much good stuff.
Oh, great.
A guy named Wang from China that likes to sing.
Wang.
Oh, Wang.
Wang.
I know Wang.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight. And more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's 6:37. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Lionel Richie tickets. Yeah, that's right. And at 8 o'clock, we have tickets for Fitz and the Tantrums. And that is a private Alice Lounge performance. So lots to do today. Right now, it's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Rebel. Soulfully crafted plant-based super herb beverages. So I had to look them up.
Oh, look at the spelling.
I just looked it up because I'm like, what? We have a new sponsor.
Yeah, and they're local.
Is it R-E-B-B-L?
R-E-B-B-L. They're out of Emeryville.
Rubble.
Turmeric golden milk.
Oh, my God.
Turmeric?
Maca cold brew.
Oh, maca.
Reishi chocolate. Is that Reishi? Anyway, cool. Welcome, Rebel.
Yeah,
super
hi, Rebel.
Herb coconut milk elixir.
Oh my God, send some over, Rebel.
Yeah, let us try that stuff.
Anything with coconut in it, I'm in.
Yeah.
What is their
website? Also, it sounded like there was a Reese's peanut butter cup.
I went to Rebel.com. REBBL.com.
Yeah, Rebel. Check them out. All right, here's what's happening. So, oh boy, don't put that away. That's where
all your stuff's on there.
Well, I looked it up. So I looked that up at the last second, but I had already been sort of prepping this Jeffrey Epstein update. This is a guy who's been in the news for a little while. We'd already talked about him and his weird ties across both across the aisle, politically speaking.
Well, he pays off whoever he needs to get away with the crap he's up to.
And that's where I guess I should begin to update you. So this Jeffrey Epstein guy, he killed himself in jail over the weekend, but he's been in trouble before and has ties to Democrats and Republicans. And so in 2005 in Palm Beach, Florida, police began investigating this guy after a parent complained that he molested her 14-year-old daughter.
Yeah, he's into young girls.
That's who this dude is. He eventually pleaded guilty and was convicted in Florida in 2008 of soliciting a prostitute and procuring an under 18 girl for prostitution. He got 13 months custody with work release, but he never went. He wasn't in jail. He was
He had to report one day a week.
Right. He was at home.
So he cut a deal, basically. And I'm sure some money was exchanged.
Right.
Like that is a, he got
nothing.
Where that guy,
nothing. That judge stepped down recently.
Yeah. A bunch of people connected with that original sentencing stepped down. I mean, that's, it's absurd. This is a guy who was doing underage girls and all kinds of sex trafficking accusations. And he cuts a plea deal.
His plea deal was a joke. The federal officials had identified 36 girls as young as 14 who'd been molested.
Unbelievable.
So he was, because he got a plea deal, but he was, convicted of sex crimes, basically.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So
they were like, well, we got him, you know, registered as a sex offender. He's like, yeah, yeah, well, he buys the place that he wants to go to. He doesn't have to worry about, like, the dude's practically a billionaire.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, he did have that hanging over his head when he was recently in trouble again. He'd been long dogged by accusations of sexual abuse of girls and had tons of high-profile friends. So that's one of the things that's out there today is the conspiracy theories that he was either killed or allowed to kill himself because he was in jail. And when he was first denied bail, he'd already tried.
Yeah. They had him on suicide watch. And then he was supposed to have a roommate, a cellmate, whatever. And they were supposed to check on him at least every 30 minutes. And they said none of those things were happening.
Right. So you're hearing now. So he was in jail in Manhattan. You're hearing now that that place is woefully understaffed.
Yes.
And that
over
they weren't.
Time.
Right. Yeah. Except that this is the one guy. That they needed to finally, like, say to whoever is in charge, maybe you got to go all the way up to the governor and say, you're going to have to pay the overtime on this one for us to make sure this guy sees a court date.
Right. There's hundreds of people who really want their day in court with this guy.
So instead, he's found hanged around 6:30 in the morning on Saturday.
Well, good riddance.
Again, this was a guy who was found unconscious in his jail cell after being denied bail, I don't know how many weeks back, but he had marks on his neck, so it was already known that he'd possibly tried to commit suicide. So then you start hearing, this was came up at our little pizza party, this like, this guy, someone offed him, right? And we're like going, I don't know.
It's conspiracy theorists or something.
Tons of them, yeah.
Right.
There's
Except
also
that.
Talk that he had paid someone a few weeks ago to beat him up and beat him to death. And there was some weird stuff going on there. I don't know. There's just people talking everywhere.
Well, right. So the trippy part is the first there are photos going around of him with Trump and photos of him with Clinton, and they're all over the place. But both side, you know, either side is like, oh, you know, Trump had him taken care of. And Trump comes out this morning tweeting that it's absolutely a conspiracy and they did it. And I thought, oh, my God, he's a master. Right in the middle of all this swirling, he jumps in and goes, it's those guys.
Yeah.
So who knows where this will end?
Well, it ended in the jail cell on Saturday morning.
I don't know that it did. I mean, I think they're going to continue to... I guess there's...
Well, the papers were released on Friday, I believe. The papers that were not to be released. And now they're released of all the public officials out there that were involved with him. And boom. He's dead.
He's
the next
gonzo.
Day.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a...
But I feel bad for the victims who wanted that... darn day in court.
Right, they wanted to see him get his after everything that he'd put them through. Well, he's an awful man and the world is a better place without him, so there's that. I'm glad he killed himself, but I do feel for the victims.
Yeah.
But also I'm really glad he's dead.
So,
scumbag, child molester.
No conspiracy in your head.
Way to go out though, man.
Sure. I believe it if you tell me someone killed him. I believe it if he killed himself. I just don't.
You're just glad he's gone.
I am. I hate to have that. It's so funny. Even at dinner last night, I was like, yeah, I'm glad he's dead. I hate that guy, and he's a child molester. And I'm like, wow, I'm really reveling in this person's death. Oh, well. Good riddance, buddy.
I just don't. It's a trick. I'm not even a conspiracy person.
You
and
like
I
this.
Think this. I think
it's interesting.
Up.
To
it's
think,
well,
yeah. Listen, when is our Lifetime movie or God knows Netflix movie is going to come out regarding this guy? Well, someone's already writing the story.
They
as
are.
We speak.
And of course, the story only gets better with age. And the more we sit and ponder it, yeah. the, you know, the wilder the theories
again.
Become.
Yeah.
Right.
Politicians, most of them, find themselves as public people caught up in rumors and at the least caught up in rumors, right? And I do know, I've known a couple, not personally, but I know Gavin to, you know, a little, and I know we kind of knew Mayor Willie Brown a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you do, when you're around people like this, you see that they take their place in history very seriously. Surprisingly, even though they may have some scandals in their own background.
Both of them do.
Where they've made mistakes,
yep.
but they
Big
still
time.
Consider themselves very important people.
Yeah.
And in Gavin's case, you know he likes his place in history. Gay marriage brought to you by me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
him.
Yep. That's, like it or not.
Yeah.
That's his foothold in the history books,
right.
if he's not able to do anything else, which maybe he will.
Well, and I'm sure you go through a little taste of what, and these days, oh my God, things just catch fire and it's all, they're trending on Twitter before you know it.
Twitter.
Like it's always been, you don't want to be involved in any kind of scandal.
Right.
You got to watch every step. But these days, more than ever, it just seems like you can't, you say the wrong thing and it becomes the soundbite. In perpetuity.
So my
like
point
uh-huh.
in saying that is politicians caught up with this guy want this stomped down now.
Yeah, they do.
Because even the speculation is
right,
bad for them.
Right. So I'm just saying, I know they take this seriously. I don't know that power. I don't know how much power that, but I do. I heard all those conspiracy theories and was like, oh,
this is juicy.
How's this guy left alone? To do himself, try to do himself twice.
Juicy.
With everything he's involved in.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there was a big story today about the camera angles in there. They're like, oh,
they
no.
Don't
there were
have
no,
them.
There were no cameras pointed into
yeah.
the cells. We can only see if the door opens or not.
707 said, this is bad. If you were surprised that Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide, think how surprised Jeffrey Epstein was.
Ah!
707, you're bad.
Where's the drum hit?
You're good.
There's
oh
the
God,
joke of the day.
I can't believe I'm committing suicide right now. This is crazy.
925 says the Clintons did it. They've done it before.
That's the rumor. Nice. There's another conspiracy.
I know.
Who
it's
are
crazy.
They? Is that Vincent Foster?
Yes,
that's the
exactly.
guy's name?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What happened to Vincent?
Please stop saying underage girls. They're children. Let's not spit it into make it more palatable.
No, I called him a child molester.
Yeah, well,
I don't know how much more I can say.
That was me reading off the page.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Reading you the story.
Take it easy. I was trying to organize yeah. this
no,
whole
no, no,
thing
fine.
In some kind of
cohesive
manner. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, from that to this.
Oh, Michael Fronte works with Rebel, someone says.
Oh, REBBL, uh-huh. Rebel. It's a, some kind of it's a soulfully crafted plant-based super herb beverage. What?
Oh, man. Did Michael buy advertising on our show?
He doesn't have to pay for that, please. We give it to him for free every day.
Right. There's a 65-year-old guy named Wang.
Wang.
In China who recently had to go to the hospital. This is your kind of guy, Sarah.
All right. What's he up to?
He was singing karaoke.
Yeah.
And was so into it, he collapsed his left lung. He did a 10-song set. At the local karaoke bar.
Are people into other people doing a 10-song set? I mean, isn't the whole point of karaoke, I want to get
Everyone
up there next.
Shares,
I want to get
yeah.
up there. 10-song set.
He says, quote, I was very excited in the heat of the moment, and after singing a few songs with very high notes, I found myself having breathing difficulties.
No. Well, maybe it was time to pass the mic, buddy.
He went to the hospital about a day later after the pain wasn't going away, and they were able to treat him, but they were like, you collapsed your lung.
Wow.
Is that just holding a note for so long that you've just your lung starts to fold in on itself to squeeze every bit of air out?
He must have been pushing it real good.
Push it real good.
Have you ever collapsed a lung
no.
while singing?
I've never collapsed a lung. I thought collapsing a lung was something that happened from like an impact or
an
something.
Injury, yeah, sure. Yeah. I know that it does.
Push it.
Thank you, Bryn.
Yeah. That girl sounds mad.
You are into it.
Yeah. Push it.
Who doesn't need that on a Monday morning?
Oh, I mean.
That's what I was after. I thank you, Bryn.
It. You're welcome. My life is complete now.
Sarah, you spent some time on the beach over the weekend.
See
any wiener?
No. I saw a lot of ass cheek, though, man. That's not fake news.
What?
Like, usually, I'm always looking like, oh, nobody's really wearing those ass cheek exposed.
Oh, no, they are.
You are not kidding. And that most of them shouldn't be. I'm sorry, but your ass is just not that great. I really think if you're going to totally show your ass on the beach, it should be a spectacular ass, and that is because I'm judgy.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are really hostile.
Just this one lady, I mean, she wasn't my, she's maybe like 40 or something. Nice lady. She's honestly.
You
she
talk
had,
to her?
No.
Well, you don't know if she's nice.
Her kids seemed happy.
Oh, all right.
So her kids are like butt height, you know, and there's her butt right in their faces.
So she was wearing like.
Just up the ass cheek, you know, right there. Perfectly normal looking bikini as she's walking toward us.
Right, but not quite a thong. There's some material up there at the
top.
Well,
it's a whale's tail. It comes out the top, you know, but it is full ass cheek exposure. I just thought, listen, I don't know. It's ageist of me, but I'm like, okay, if you're 18 years old and hanging out on the beach and you got a nice firm rump, go ahead. Put it out there. You know, you're in your 40s. It's time to cover that ass up.
I told you, I helped the missus pick out a suit before she went on her bachelorette party, and we were in the surf shop going through the suits, and on the tags, they've got the different levels of coverage.
Right.
It's just a drawing. Mm-hmm. It's not actual photos, but the drawing shows, and most of the ones in the rack were like almost all exposure.
Yeah, they just up your butt.
It was hard to find something that she, and she looked good in all of the ones I showed her, but she's like, I'm not wearing that.
Yeah. I didn't even want to try it. I'm not that goes up somebody's butt, because I'm like, that has been in someone's butt.
Well.
I'm not trying that on.
Anyway,
why would I? Where's the one with the skirt on it?
A company called.
The long skirt to the knees.
Your tankini.
Yeah, the double tit, just a, I want to wear those burkinis. That's what I'm looking for.
A company called Maverick Swim just released a new men's bathing suit that is completely see-through.
Oh, great. Oh, my God. That's who doesn't want to see that?
Say,
all your junk all mushed up into a package. That sounds fantastic.
You can wear something under it.
Why would you?
Or, quote, just go bare for fun.
Why would you buy a bathing suit that you had to wear something under?
It's so dumb.
Is it a tight one, or is it like trunks that you can see through?
I don't know, Bryn, if you could pull it up there. It's on the Wise Brother.
I do. I'm not even going to say it. Anyway, they're 27. But well, I know that I did. I wore a Speedo at one of our things.
Yes, it was great.
And
I loved it. It's one of my favorite memories.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, anyway, because when I put it on the first time, oh, look at that. You can. It's actually a regular.
Oh, it's small trunks.
You can see it.
And this guy's got underwear on underneath it, but it's just made out of plastic. So not only can you see your balls, you can see you sweating your balls off.
Exactly.
Right.
Maybe it's more of an exercise thing. You're going to lose weight.
I guess so, because that's a polypropylene.
Someone's going to wear it.
Of course they are.
Capurro might.
Oh, he'd love to. He'd love to show you everything. You specifically.
Anyway, I put a napkin because you could see shapes in that thing. So I had to put a paper towel to block. You could see the shape.
You stuffed your Speedo.
I had to cover.
You stuffed your Speedo.
I think we knew that he had stuffed it.
I didn't stuff it.
Yeah,
I had
like all this toilet paper started falling out.
No,
yeah.
That's not what happened.
There's like a washcloth in there.
You could see there was a distinct ridge.
There was a potato down there. For
I was
some
like,
reason.
God, this is. I can't wear this around people.
See your happy face.
You can see.
Oh, that's funny.
Too much. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. They're trying to build a giant telescope on sacred land where the ancestors are buried on Moana Kea.
That's right.
That's on the Big Island, apparently. And that is the tragedy
that's
that you
the
were referring to.
Right.
Oh, controversy.
Yeah. They actually, so I got handed the story. Jason Momoa and The Rock have been going up there, but there's pictures of it, and it, look, it's a construction site, so of course it looks like crap. So they're up there protesting. I guess it's a bunch of universities in Hawaii and California. Mm-hmm.
Just native Hawaiians.
Yeah, $1.8 billion. Like, it's a huge project, and they're trying to get it stopped.
Oakland schools are back today. Here we go.
Oh, oh my God, it's too early. It's too soon.
Watch out for the kids, everyone. Slow down.
Yeah. Take a leasy out there.
There's kids on 101? What are they doing on 101?
They're just trying to cross the road, playing Frogger.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
A big breakup. Out of the blue, a big breakup. And like sexy, like the chicks that I'm kissing chicks. It's awesome.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.